This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have John Torres here. He is a columnist with Florida Today, and he's also the author and the voice of Murder on the Space Coast, an award-winning podcast. And I guess the third season is about ready to come out.
Yep, absolutely right, Terry. On March 15th, we will start our new season of the podcast, season three. It's Murder on the Space Coast, and we're calling it this year, Where is Brandy Hall?
Should we do a spoiler alert? Are we going to know what happened to her at the end?
Well, I'm hoping, but, Brandy hasn't been found. And for anyone who is pretty new to the area, she was a firefighter in Malabar, a mother of two, a wife, a daughter, and she walked out of the Malabar fire station on August 17th, 2006, and has not been seen since. Her truck, with her blood in it, was found the following day in a pond at Eastern Florida State College there. It was BCC at the time. And so that's really all we know. But as we dug deep in the story, Terry, we found lots of layers and lots of interesting things that the police have been trying to work on for years and years. And what was really cool, Abe, about season three, it isn't only about Brandy, but we also found a old retired detective, Sid Liddow, 78 years young, who has made Brandy Hall's case, his final obsession. He says he's not going to die until he finds out where Brandy is.
Wow.
Yeah, he's quite the guy.
The first two seasons, you won some awards. Tell us about those.
Yeah. Seasons one and two, we really focused on wrongfully incarcerated men from Brevard County. And so we were really proud this year. We won the Florida Bar Media Award, which was awesome because that is voted on, by lawyers in the state. And then we also won Editor and Publisher, the Epi Award for Best Podcast. And it's kind of like in the world because it was up against like the New York Times and the Cincinnati Inquirer and all these really big newspapers, whoever did a podcast. And so we won first place with that. So we're really ecstatic. Yeah.
So was there an award ceremony like the Emmys and you got to Oscars?
In fact, we didn't even hear about it until afterward, which was kind of a letdown, I know. It's nice. It's on my desk, this really cool glass award.
Give us an idea of how much time and energy you have to put into this.
Well, let's put it this way. I used to write about three columns a week, and now I feel like I write about three columns every 6 months. I am just working on the podcast. And so, for instance, with the Brandy Hall case, I started working on this before Halloween. So just interviewing people, transcribing every interview, trying to find all the documents I could, any video of her, any audio of her, any police records or interviews with suspects that they've done, writing the scripts and then recording them, adding music and like sound effects and cool stuff to make it sound interesting.
Right. The most important question is, how can people hear them?
Well, you can go to whereisbrandyhall.com. So that's in a like really easy one, whereisbrandyhall.com. Or you can just find it on iTunes, on Google Play Music, on SoundCloud, any of the major podcast applications on your phone or tablet, and search for Murder on the Space Coast.
Yeah. And how long is each episode?
The episodes run about 25 minutes or so. And like season three, we should have 11 episodes.
Somebody has to know something. What do you want to say to the people that might know where Brandy is or what happened to her or what?
It's been over 11 years. Just somebody tell me where my daughter's at. It's like, what am I supposed to do? Go screaming or what do I need to do? It's like, where is my daughter? Where are you, Brandy? Where are you? Dear God, where are you?
Where is BrandyHall.com?
Right.
Season three will be out
on March 15th.
John, thank you so much for coming.
I really appreciate you having me on here. Thank you.